You're listening to SBS News.
The Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan has announced a three-day lockdown from midnight tonight in the Perth and Peel regions in response to cases that have emerged from hotel quarantine. A Victorian man who tested positive was in Perth for 5 days after leaving his hotel before returning to Melbourne and has already transmitted COVID-19 to one of his close contacts in Perth. Authorities are asking people to get tested if they have any symptoms. Masks will also be mandatory over the three-day lockdown, and people will only be allowed to leave their homes for essential reasons. And Anzac Day dawn services will also be cancelled. Mr. McGowan has this message for West Australians.
I know this three-day short lockdown is very, very difficult, but I hope we can keep it to 3 days only. Give our contact tracers and health teams the time they need to ensure community spread is limited. Unfortunately, Anzac Day dawn services will be cancelled in the Perth and Peel regions. I encourage everyone to take part in the driveway dawn service again this year. I will be doing that again. We will be monitoring this all very closely here on and continue to assess the situation as more information comes to light.
Restrictions affecting residents include only leaving home for work, shopping for essentials, medical needs, compassionate requirements, or exercise, which is limited to 1 hour per day. WA Police Commissioner Chris Dawson has asked people not to panic buy at supermarkets before the lockdown begins. The man travelled from Perth to Melbourne on April the 21st, where health authorities instructed him to get tested and quarantine. He is asymptomatic and returned a positive result this morning. All passengers on Qantas flight QF778 are now considered close contacts and must isolate for 14 days. Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says the man requested to be moved to hotel quarantine upon arrival home and has followed all health measures since leaving Perth.
All these people are being contacted by our contact tracing team and will need to isolate for the full 14 days. We will be examining the gentleman's movements, particularly through the airport, where he did wear a mask, as he did on the flight and as he did on his journey home, having been contacted by public health officials as he arrived at the airport. We will be examining those movements for contact tracing purposes and for the purposes of establishing should there be any exposure sites.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended the country's hotel quarantine system. He says no system is foolproof, and while there have been occasions where quarantine has seen some outbreaks, it's performing well under immense pressure. Mr. Morrison has also defended reducing flights from India, which is experiencing a huge surge in cases, with arrivals from that country now making up 40% of people in hotel quarantine. He also defended the requirement for travellers who have been in India in the past fortnight and who have come through a transit country to have a PCR test in that country 72 hours before departure to Australia.
Now that will, I think, put a brake. It'll put a filter on those who are getting on those flights, whether it's in Singapore and Kuala Lumpur or perhaps up in Doha or other parts where people are coming through. So it's not a simple matter of just saying people from India can't come to Australia, because they're not coming directly from India, they're coming through other places. And so that's what we're working to put in place. That's what we agreed to do yesterday as a national cabinet. And so we're working hard to implement that agreement. And if there's further action, not just in relation to India, because yesterday we agreed this not specifically about India, but in other cases where there are countries that we consider to be very high risk.
Australia's vaccine rollout is on track to record 2 million vaccine dose administrations. After missing scheduled targets, the federal government is expanding the program by bringing forward the jab to people over 50 from next month. Medical advice recommending AstraZeneca be avoided for people under 50 due to rare blood clot concerns has hampered the pace of the rollout. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is trying to restore public confidence by reinforcing the safety and effectiveness message of the vaccines.
Myself and Julia Gillard and Brendan Murphy, we all took the AstraZeneca vaccine together, and we'll be lining up for our second dose when the 12 weeks is up. Following that medical advice is what's kept us as an island sanctuary. You know, we're seeing now near daily record numbers around the world in terms of the pandemic. And, you know, 15 months into the pandemic, it's almost unimaginable that it's getting worse, not better.
And the Queensland government will restart the COVID-19 vaccine rollout in the Torres Strait Islands next month amid concerns about the AstraZeneca jab. Most of the region's relatively young population will get the Pfizer vaccine, except for 992 people who have already received their first dose of AstraZeneca. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.